Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about bringing things into your life that you desire, manifestation. Today, I want to touch on this idea of belief. There's two things that we can look at. We can look at want and we can look at belief. If you want something and you focus on how much you want it, what you will create in your life is want. If you want a house on the beach, you'll always want a house on the beach. But if you actually believe that you can have a house on the beach and you start to plan how you're going to do that, then you start to put things in motion. So wanting it doesn't get you there. As a matter of fact, wanting just creates want. The belief is what truly gets you where you want to go. Combining the belief and action is what actually brings it to you. The first step in the process is to just get clear about what it is that you're striving for with as much clarity as you can. So if it's a house on the beach, where on the beach? What beach specifically? What does the house look like? How big is it? What style is it? How many bedrooms are there? Next, you have to make sure that that goal is believable for you. Do you believe that it's actually possible for you to get that house on the beach? And if the answer is yes, then great. If the answer is no, maybe you need to scale it down a little bit. You need to get to something that is believable for you. If it's not a house, maybe it's a condo, and maybe you can wrap your brain around getting a condo on the beach, and maybe that becomes an incremental step for you. But the key here is it absolutely positively has to be believable for you. And then once you have that belief in your mind that you can do it, now you start to put some plans in place around getting there. But part of it is getting into the emotion of what it would be like to actually have what you want. So what would it be like the day you close on that property on the beach and you walk in and you're walking around and people come to see you and they're amazed at how beautiful your place is? What does that feel like to you? Because that starts to draw it even closer. So combining the emotion with the action and getting clear about where it is that you're going and what you want in the first place, all that together starts to exponentially compound the effect that it's going to work for you, right? All of it together is what does it for you, and that's what we're trying to get to. We want to increase the probability that it becomes reality. That's the game. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I just ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you and just commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. That's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a minute and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on manifestation, but we're going to start with how you can make a decision and move forward. And that's really the foundation for where we're going to start tomorrow. But for today, I want you to stop wanting and I want you to start believing. The belief is going to bring it to you, and then start to do those things that'll help you magnify that belief. And we talked about what those are. It's getting clarity, it's getting feeling the emotion, it's putting a plan in place, and it's taking the steps you need to make it reality.